This is Leah Haddock bringing you episode 7 in the 7-part series on Limetown. Some very strange findings and events have arisen since the end of last episode, and I will try to go into more depth as we continue to unveil the hidden secrets of Limetown. Please, stay with us. Episode, I was being attacked. And in the process, my recorder was destroyed. But there is something you don't know. A couple of days before my live interview with Lenore, I got a call on my cell phone from an unknown number. I didn't recognize the voice. It was muffled and there was a bad connection, but now I realize it was Lenore. I'll play that now.
I can't tell you that at the moment, but you will get to know me.
That doesn't make sense.
It will seem, but that doesn't matter now. Just listen. In the near future, something bad will happen. There is a very high chance that your microphone will be destroyed. Events following that you will most definitely want to have a recording of. You must find some sort of alternative microphone that no one can detect. Trust me on this one, Leah.
Mrs. Leah Haddock, you are at gunpoint. You'll do everything I say, understood?
Yes.
When I have you at gunpoint, you refer to me as sir, understood?
Yes, sir.
John?
Sir?
Have you found Lenore yet?
No, sir.
Keep looking.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put this bag over your head, Leah. If you try to find it in any way, I will pull the trigger, understood?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to our base, Leah.
I can't see anything, sir.
Oh yes, I almost forgot.
Where are we?
Where are we, sir? At our base. End of story. No more questions. Don't try anything funny, Leah. See all these guards? They were told that if you make one wrong move, to shoot you.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain how this place works.
Stayed in since my arrival. I'm sure they have all sorts of bugs in my room listening in on what I am saying. But they probably just think I'm going crazy and talking to myself. First of all, this is a monstrous place. I have no clue how a space this big has gone this long without being noticed. I got interrogated the other day, and it was the only time so far that I have been allowed to ask questions freely. I found out that this is the central facility dedicated to finding the secrets of Limetown and using them to locate certain people and find out more. As far as I know, they haven't found out anything big. They know that the man we were there for is my uncle, though. One second. Someone's at my door. Hello?
Leah, is that really you?
Yeah, and who are you?
You don't remember me?
Am I supposed to?
I thought you would, but you were so young. Oh, so young.
What are you doing here?
Helping you escape this place, of course.
You don't work here.
No. Is there something wrong with that?
No. Sorry. It's just that you're the first person I've seen that doesn't work here. How'd you get in here?
Same way you did.
I think.
You still haven't told me who you are.
Of course. The name's Emil.
You're joking.
I'm dead serious.
Uncle?
Yes.
Sorry. It's a lot to take in.
I know.
But how am I supposed to trust you? You don't look anything like I remember.
You remember me?
I thought I did. But now I'm not so sure.
As to how you can trust me, I can't think of a reasonable or sure way for you to trust me. Just go for good.
Okay, give me a bit of time to think about it.
Leah, we need to leave soon.
I'll come.
Perfect. Now let me explain what we'll do. I have someone on the outside that I'm contacting. He's handy with computers. He can hack into the system to turn off all the cameras. We'll sneak out then. We have to watch out for all the guards, though. We'll leave at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Until then, stay normal as if nothing has happened.
Seems like a rather simple plan.
It is, but according to my calculations, there is a 64% chance of success. I'd take that chance any day.
Okay. See you later.
Leah, I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Emil.
Shh.
Okay.
Remember, watch for the guards. Leah, get down. Run!
That's the end of the recording. I know. Cliffhanger, right? I had been shot right where my hidden microphone was, and that was the end of that. I told Emil I needed to find a recording studio because the story needed to be told, and there was a better chance of me finding a studio than us finding the way out. He said he was leaving, and if I was going to look for that, I would have to carry on by myself. I agreed, and it was a very difficult party. We both knew we would most likely never see each other again. After that, it was remarkably easy for me to find a studio, especially with an injury. That's where I am now, recording live. I only have a little bit of time and need to tell you something. The Limetown tragedy was not an accident. It was carefully planned to every detail. There's something else.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
I'm working on a project.
Yeah, right. Follow me.